Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Yeshayahu, Perek Dalad, the fourth Perek. This is a relatively short Perek. In fact, it's only six prakim long, and one could argue that it's really an extension of the Perek before. If you remember yesterday, in Perek Gimel, we spoke about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove all the grandeur of the people of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, and our perek will begin with the poverty that will follow as a result of this. As Pasuk Aleph tells us, Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph, V'hechziku shev anashim be'ish echad be'yom hahu. On that day, on the day that they have lost everything, seven women will grab hold of one man, saying, Lachmenu nochel v'simlosenu nilbash. Don't worry, we will take care of our own food and we'll take care of our own clothing. You don't need to take care of all of the things which a husband commits to in the ketubah. Rak yikareh shimcha aleinu. As long as you just marry us, esof cherpasenu, to gather up our shame. In other words, the women are going to be begging to be married. Why will they be begging to get married? So according to Rashi, this is going to be talking about a time during the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian army, when he came in and conquered Yerushalayim. He forbade his soldiers from having any relations with married women. That was like a no-go zone. So as a result, these women would do anything to at least be called married so that they would not be mistreated by the Babylonian army. However, according to the Radak, this is referring to a much earlier time. Before the Babylonians came and conquered Yehuda, before the 10 tribes were sent into exile by the Assyrians, in the area of the Shomron, they were a mighty power in the area, and they made a pact with the king of Aram. This was the time where the king of Yisrael was Pekach ben Remaliahu, and he made a pact with Ritzin, the king of Aram, and the two nations, so the nation or the people of Yisrael and the people of Aram, decided to go fight against the people of Yehuda. The king of Yehuda at the time was Ahaz. Ahaz was one of the four kings in whose life Yeshayahu does prophesy, one of the four, the last one being Chizkiyahu, Ahaz's son. And the Radak tells us that when Pekach ben Remaliahu, the king of Yisrael, and Ritzin, the king of Aram, went together to battle against Ahaz in Yehuda, they killed 120,000 men. And what remained were many, many, many more women than men. The male-to-female ratio was ridiculous. And as a result, these are the women who are begging to be married to these men. So it's either going to be talking about the Babylonian Empire or much earlier during the time where Aram and Yisrael attacked Yehuda. And as we said right when we started, the book of Yeshayahu is Kulei Nechimta. The whole book is Nechama, it's comfort. And so, Psukim Hei to Vav are going to bring comfort at the end of this harsh prophecy describing the destruction and the total collapse of Yehuda. Pasuk Bei says, Bayom Hahu, on that day. And the Radak always says, whenever it says Bayom Hahu, it's a reference to the end of days. It's talking about the time of Mashiach. However, perhaps it's not even talking as far back as the time of Mashiach, but it's talking about Bayom Hahu on the day that they are stripped of their grandeur, on the day that they no longer have everything and they're just sitting on the floor. Either way, Bayom Hahu yet tzemach Hashem letzvi velekavod. The tzemach Hashem, the growth of Hashem, and plant imagery is going to be a running theme of the book of Yeshayahu. But here maybe it's a reference to Mashiach, will be letzvi velekavod, will be for glory and for honor. Upri ha'aretz, and the fruit of the land, legaon uletiferet, will be their dignity and their glory, lepleitat Yisrael, for the remainder of the people of Israel. When we've gone through the purification process of exile, of suffering, when everything else is stripped away, at that time, honor will once again be restored to the Jewish people. It will blossom. It will grow. And the Radak points out there's two stages. The first is just the tzemach, the sprout, that gives us our dignity back. But then the fruit actually grows. And so too, our honor and our respect will continue to grow. Ibn Ezra actually points out that this could literally be referring to food. After all the suffering and begging for food that no one has anything to eat, once again, food will be restored. And these people who have their dignity back will once again be Pasuk Gimel, Vahaya Hanishar B'Tzion, those who remain in Tzion, Vahanotar B'Yerushalayim, and the remainders in Yerushalayim, Kadosh Ya'amerlo, will be described as holy. Kol HaKasuv L'Chayim B'Yerushalayim, all that is written in life in Yerushalayim. And the Targum Yonasan says, this is talking about the time of Mashiach. And V'chol HaNishar B'Tzion is all the people who remained loyal to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Remember from last Perek, there were those people who they said, be a ruler over us. And the righteous people said, no, I'm in no position to be a ruler. These people who stayed loyal to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, they will once again be described as Kadosh, as holy. And says the Targum, Kol HaKasuv L'Chayim means anyone who was written in the Book of Life. Anyone who in the interim, in the whole entire journey of Jewish history, has gone up to Shamayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote them for life, they will be once again returned, Tchias HaMesim, be Yerushalayim, and will come back to Yerushalayim. This is a description of the Messianic period, where not just the Notar, not just the remainders alive, are going to live through the time of Mashiach, but everyone who it's written for life about them will once again return and be in Yerushalayim. But, as we said in last Perek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the righteous people and gives them reward, and the wicked people and gives them punishment. And as to here, we're going to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring justice, Tzedok HaDin, fairness back into the world. Or in the words of the Malbim, there's going to be a Hashgacha Pratis, a divine providence, which is going to be each person to receive in accordance with what they deserve. One of the greatest challenges of exile is the question of tzaddik v'ralo. Why is it that everybody feels like they're suffering? Everybody, it seems, is getting the most terrible punishments if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each person according to their package. And so only in the end of days will we once again see a justice system where each person gets what they deserve. And that's going to be the focus of the end of this parak. As it tells us in Pasuk Dalet, Im rachatz Hashem es tso'as benos tzion, ves demei Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wipe away the filth of Benos Tzion, Yadiach Mekirba, and he'll rinse away all the sins of Yerushalayim. Uberuach Mishpat, Uberuach Ba'er, with a spirit of justice, it's going to be fair. How will we see the fairness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because Pasuk Hei tells us, Ubara Hashem al kol mechon har Tzion, v'al mikra'eha, Hashem will build on all the structures of Yerushalayim, Anan Yomam, a cloud in the day, va'ashan v'noga esh lahava b'layla, and fire at night. And we can hear that imagery which reminds us of the Jews in the Midbar, who had a pillar of cloud in the day and a pillar of fire at night. So too, there's going to once again be an overwhelming protection around the people of Yerushalayim. Ki al kol kavod chupa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cover everybody with the chupa. And Pasuk Vav says, v'sukah, and there will be a sukkah, Letzel Yomam, to provide shade in the day, and to protect them, v'lamachse v'lamistor mizerem u'mimatar, and to protect them from the rush of rain. There's so much to say here, but what we can notice, firstly, the sukkah reference is coming back again. As we spoke about in the first perek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu criticizes the people for telling them that their Judaism has become like a sukkah in a kerem. And here the sukkah is not about them compartmentalizing their Judaism into a sukkah, but this is about the embrace of God, that Hashem will be the sukkah and not their Judaism being something far away. And the Mefarshim, Rashi, and many others point out how we're going to need a sukkah to protect us in the day because of the fire of the Pasuk before. The Pasuk before describes how there was going to be a fire which is going to come down. That same fire which is going to provide light for the Jewish people who deserve it is going to provide destruction for the wicked people. The same clouds which are going to protect Am Yisrael who deserve it are going to blur the eyes of the wicked so that they can't see. Once again, we said there'll be hashgacha pratis, there'll be divine intervention that each person will get what they need. The Gemara in Sukkah learns out many of the halachas of Hilchos Sukkahs from this pasuk, where it describes how there is a sukkah which has to be letzel yom, to provide shade in the day and protect you from the rain at night. And what's interesting is that there's actually a very deep connection between Sukkahs and the time of Mashiach. And the time of Sukkahs very much has a lot of the imagery of Sukkahs, of the Midrashic literature of Sukkahs, is about the time of Mashiach. And this is another example of such a place where this sukkah describing the Jewish protection in the time of Mashiach is the same pasuk, which we learn at Hilchos Sukkos, of the sukkah which we build every time on Sukkot. And so Yeshayahu tells the people, yes, you will be punished for the bad that you do. And if you do bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you justly what you deserve. And at the same time, those who are good and those who hold on to good will receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. And in the end of days, they will all be able to celebrate in Yerushalayim. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda Jennifer Hayakara Shelano U'Lepitzu'ei Tzahal Achenu Hayakarim B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Nina V'Chaim Shenka.